Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Oh, yes, we've reached Friday morning. It is 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Not really fake sunshine today. We'll see a lot of it. It's a high of 52 degrees. Fake sunshine's more for sunny days with a high of 28. 52, sun's doing its job.
We'll take it.
Tomorrow.
Don't.
Look at it to your own discretion. But spring is here.
We'll get one day of spring. I mean, yesterday, don't even start. When my dog, Millie, came in and her black fur had snowflakes on the back of it, I was done.
Yeah.
I was so not
I was glad I was
it.
Indoors the most of that day.
Ugh.
So there's your forecast for today. It is Friday, though. We're heading into the weekend. By the way, and Jen mentioned it during the three things you need to know, and we'll get more back to the list a little bit after 8 o'clock so we have some time. We need help adding to our Fish Fry Friday list. The list is great. I just feel like it could be even better. There has to be more out there. I'm certainly looking for a fish fry later on tonight. So Jen and Tim Show specifically on Facebook. It's pinned to the top of the page. If you have a must go to place for a Fish Fry Friday, let us know. Let everybody know. And then we'll eat all your fish.
Absolutely. And you know, some of them alternate every other week. Like I know there's particularly a couple churches in the Westlake area where, you know, so maybe we didn't hear about them when we talked about it last week. So it's brand new for this week. So yeah, it's always exciting to learn about the ones that are going on.
Definitely added to the list. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. It continues on. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We're looking for a name. That's it.
We've been playing since January, by the way.
Getting whittled down, though.
Is it?
Name after name. It continues on. Early morning crew. You know how this game works. Tell your friends. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, as Jen just mentioned. Since January, we need a guest. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, my Fish Fry Friday friend.
Fish Fry Friday. Do you have one off the top of your head for us, or are you just saying Fish Fry? Because I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'm just saying Fish Fry. I have some bad ones, but I wouldn't want to bash anybody.
Okay, let's not do that. But we would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Okay, I think I got the winner today, guys.
All right.
John Denver.
No, it's not.
Oh. By the way, I'm always so surprised how many guesses we have for John Denver, who died 40 years ago.
I mean, it's 40 like, years?
I don't know, 30. Oh. It's top of mind. Like, John Denver is guessed multiple times.
That's fair.
Both times we've played. And I it's a great guess. I'm not knocking the guess.
No, you guys have a wonderful Friday.
What do I have a feeling this morning's Stevie on the socials is going to be about Dover. Star 102, Cleveland's field.
I was so excited when I saw that
the
headline.
Casting, I could yes. not believe. And it yes. was specifically for me, it was Channel 3, the notification I got. I looked down my phone. I said, you know what? I know my left eye's blurry. I got to click on this and look at this. I think that said Dover, and I'm not sure.
It 100% said Dover.
What? Okay. I'm not saying.
She National thinks, spotlight for good old Dover.
She can do whatever she wants. It's Stevie on the socials. It's not Tim on the socials. I just know at some point in time. We're going to have to...
we're talking about it.
We have to bring her in.
Yes,
I don't care
we
what
do.
It is. I was way off. John Denver passed away in 1997. I just had to regroup with that.
Oh, yeah, that's not
40 years. Or 30 years ago. Yeah. Not that close. So,
all right.
It was just today's guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
So. It was not a correct guess, though,
it was
by
not,
the way.
It mm-hmm. was not a correct guess. So I guess we'll continue to play Monday.
Oh, I guess so. How about that?
That'll continue on, so
another
we appreciate
guess.
That.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Angie wants to get in on the fish fry. She said thank you, but then I also I have a couple questions about it on the Fish Fry Friday, so hopefully she will DM us. It's Star 102. Good morning. You can always reach out to us. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. Star 102 as well on all the socials. If you're on X, if you are on Facebook, if you are on Instagram, if you are on Threads.
There are people on there.
There are. There are people on there.
We're there.
I don't think we've posted, but we are.
I'm not sure if we have, but I know we have an account.
We'll take a look. We'll get an alert. So Angie, she said, thanks for the shout out this morning, Jen. The fish fry at VFW in North Ridgeville. You had mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. I had mentioned a few because it is a fish fry Friday. And thank you for your recommendation, Angie.
So you can recommend them all you want. You can mention them all you want. We appreciate that. Then I asked her, is it any good? And also, do they play New Kids on the Block? Because Angie Christian loves NKOTB. She said, oh, I wish they played NKOTB. But, yeah, two pieces of Lake Erie perch. They've got breaded shrimp. They have, oh, here you go. And this is $17. Two pieces of perch with three pierogi.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Six shrimp with three pierogi. Six pierogi. You can get that. It's only $10. You can add extra fish. You can also, I'm assuming, add French fries. Oh, the breaded shrimp is served with French fries and coleslaw. Like, that sounds like a good one.
Yeah. And I like the mix and match. Like, you can kind of decide what you want more of. That's nice when it's not just like, here's your fish platter. This is what you get.
Add to the list. We will have the entire breakdown after 8 o'clock, including one that apparently serves lobster.
Ooh, fancy fish fry.
It is. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie joins us in the studio. She always does this time of day for Stevie on the socials.
Well, for the first time in its 54-year history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging customers for their checked bags. People are not happy online. And then another airline kind of came back at them. The new promo.
I think that this is great.
You have been delighting over this story.
I can't wait about this. When I first got, I cannot wait for everybody that doesn't know, please give me the information. And I have to give you my reaction when I first saw the email. I just blown away. If you don't know, you will.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
For the first time in its 24-year history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging customers for their checked luggage. Starts May 28th, the airline is getting rid of its famous bags fly free policy, and most passengers are going to have to pay for their checked bags. So the change was due to financial pressures and investor demands. So only elite frequent flyers and top-tier customers will get their free bags. They also plan to end the iconic open seating and introduce new basic economy fares next year in an effort to compete with other airlines. So this is what the company CEO had to say about why this decision was made.
The short answer is that it's about securing our future. We're announcing changes to our business that will help us return to the levels of profitability we all expect and to support our collective long-term success. It's also about adapting to what our customers want. Our DNA isn't open seating or even bags fly free. It's a dedication to service and hospitality. It's our commitment to customer service that is in a class of its own.
I just feel like that's not true. Like, I feel like customers of Southwest Airlines are going on the airline for maybe not necessarily the open seating. That does stress me out.
Same. I don't like that.
That one's like 50-50, but the checked bags. I mean, if you pay more for the flight, but then you get the free stuff. Once you get all the add-ons, it's like, oh, it
turns
out.
It was the one thing that set you apart from everybody else.
It's not like they're like very different than any other airline once you're on.
Even if your price point was a little bit higher, you could guarantee you knew that. That is something that set you apart. That is the one thing that set you apart in this arena of either cheaper flights, expensive flights, direct flights. We're in delays. We're this. This is one thing that you can count on. If I say Southwest Airlines, you probably don't. I don't know. Maybe you know the color of the planes or this or logo. Maybe you don't. The one thing that you know is that bags fly free. You know that?
50
that's
a years.
50 years, so that's gone. So that's apparently done. As you mentioned, unless you're like an A1 member or something along those lines.
And at that rate, they can afford their own luggage. So I'm not even worried about them.
So then I would love to know what your plan is now. And then there was another airline, we'll get to this next, that I know you're going to continue with Stevie on the socials, that decided to make an unbelievable pivot.
I mean,
it's not the airline I expected either.
Exactly. You're right. 100% right. What did they do? They took advantage of an opportunity. And if you don't know, you will. It is amazing. 3 minutes away. It's to your advantage on Star 102. We're continuing Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. If you're just joining us, and you've probably heard this before, it was the first part of Stevie and the socials with Southwest Airlines, bags no longer fly free.
After 50 years of that being their tagline.
So what is another airline doing?
So Frontier decided to join in and make a deal. Travelers who book nonstop flights by March 24th can score a free checked bag, carry-on, seat selection, and flight changes for trips that are between May 28th and August 18th using the promo code FREEBAG. The airline says it might make this perk permanent if customers love it enough. I have a feeling they will.
It is such. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I feel like Frontier is one of those out of Cleveland. Like, Spirit basically does not fly out of Cleveland Hopkins anymore. They have a flight here and there, but I always look at these different flights. You know, what do? You look at price point. You look at, is there something that doesn't connect out of Cleveland?
Right.
You know, some basic things. And Frontier, for me, a lot of times that is hitting my destination and it is a nonstop flight. So I do fly that a lot. So I get the emails is the reason I mentioned that. And when I first saw that email, I said out loud, Jen,
yeah,
what Frontier is doing right now is the smartest thing I've seen, because what? It's a great play. And now what is Southwest's play? We're Frontier, but more expensive. I mean, what is your play?
I know. I don't know.
What is their tagline now? We used to give you bags. Now you can pick
That's
your seat,
Wes.
Well, yeah, I know. And the fact that the CEO or whoever we heard speak, was it the CEO,
yes,
did you say, is saying like, nah, that's really not what we've been all about this whole time. It's just really been about great customer service, which is nice to say, but you have been about that.
The
that's
great
been your thing.
Service came from
that.
Having the, that's the customer service
right.
People wanted.
There's very few times as a consumer that we feel like we win, right? You pay the price of eggs because you need eggs, you need to make something. I mean, the list goes on and on where you think to yourself, very few times, except for maybe Temu and Shein, do you feel like you've actually won the deal. Sometimes on Amazon. On Southwest, you feel like you kind of won. Like, I got something for free. Even if it's $50 more than a Frontier flight,
yeah,
I feel like I won.
Even if they include it in the price that you're paying for the ticket, it feels free. It's like the
Correct.
Feeling of it.
Feels free.
I feel like Southwest has to come back with something.
I feel like they could have figured it out better before announcing this. Taking
yeah.
away what sets you apart.
I don't know. If you've you certainly can feel free to weigh in, whether you DM us or 216-343-1021. But if you're flying soon, certainly look for that and what Frontier is doing as well. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Stevie was looking to book a flight. Speaking last thing about the flight, she was looking to book a flight the other day, and I'm also looking to book a flight, and it was just crazy expensive. Like, they're just the options out of Cleveland just aren't great, which made me look at other airports as well. You got
to
look around.
You
just
have
like anything
to
else, shop around.
Sure.
You got to look for some things. And it's so funny because when was Stevie? It was like last week, maybe the beginning of last week. And we were looking. When were we looking? We didn't even know. We were independently looking at flights out of Cleveland, totally different areas of the country. And there was one day that it dipped. What was it? $70? Like, it was a significant
yes,
dip. And I know they tell you certain days of the week where they might dip or not. And it's not always the case. And we both booked flights out on the, you know,
on
we
the
booked
day.
It on the same day for our different flights because it dipped that one day. And then the very next day, instead of going from, let's say it was 280 a flight. I don't know what it was. It dipped down to like 200-ish. And I jumped all over that because you got to set yourself up for notifications.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who's Google refreshing that every other day? Like, you can't do that. And then we ended up getting a deal, which I couldn't believe.
Same yeah, they
day.
Were like $350. And then the one day they popped down, so.
That you do have to get those alerts and you have to be all over that because they fluctuate like crazy. Like you said, that's awesome. You found the deal and you got it.
Spirit not flying out of Cleveland. They do, but they don't. Spirit not being a prominent presence hurts us financially for a number of reasons. At the airport, yes, but as us as consumers, because me, I like, as long as I have, you know, I need windows and wheels. Windows and wheels is
windows
all I need.
And wheels.
I am very basic. And Spirit, basic, Frontier, basic, right? Without Spirit, I mean, it does that does not
well,
help
because no
they would
direct
bail
flights.
It out. I know.
There's no direct flights anywhere, which is very frustrating.
Out of that other city, you know.
Well, Pittsburgh, yeah, you make the drive.
It makes, there's a bajillion.
It's a lovely airport.
They
the parking
everywhere.
Is easy. They fly everywhere. It's
Boy, would I hate to push back on that, but yeah, that was,
Once
I had to fly
get
out of there.
A screen, though, it's a game changer.
That's what you said. Who has the screens?
I was on a United.
Yeah.
And
was
they
it?
Had a screen.
Oh.
You could, and it was free, like, movies yes. on there. I was watching my movies. You could look at the map, see where you are.
All the movies are free. And, like, they're current
they
movies.
They had free snacks. They, yes. Yeah, I watched it. And
you're lying.
With us.
It's awesome.
They had a free snack, a free drink. And I was like, wow, this
are
is
Are you
crazy.
Serious?
I had the same experience yes. in January. And I was like, this is amazing.
And now I got to go back on Frontier. Yeah, I'm like, it's where's different. My screen going to be?
Oh,
but at
I've
least
never,
I got a deal.
I've never had a screen.
You will.
It's a game changer. You watch that flight.
Yes.
It's so.
You will be living in the lap of luxury.
Who else? Wait, you said it was United. Is anybody like, does like Delta?
I think I flew American.
I think Delta American. Does it too. But I was on two United flights.
What?
One had it, one didn't. And it was the same. It wasn't a fancier, you know.
Yeah, my airplane, I have no screen, and I actually sit on the cushion that you're supposed to use as your flotation device. That's how thin it is. That's
but
my
at least
flight
you
experience.
Got a deal.
Yeah, at least I got
yes,
that's,
you did.
That's very true.
And hopefully a direct flight.
It was a direct flight.
Okay, that's
I am
worth it.
Screen envy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to
It'll
know.
It'll be a game changer, and you won't want to go back.
Never.
And it might not be good.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you'll
good,
get
good inside scoop with Stevie on the socials.
So Pixar has announced a sequel to a fan favorite that made more than $800 million when it came out worldwide. Which film is it? Take a guess. We'll tell you in 60 seconds. It's 31 degrees in LaGrange, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. The definite sign of spring as today the Miller Boat Line resumes daily service to Put-in Bay. Season launches at 8 a.m. They'll have as many as 8 round trips daily between Catawba and South Bass Island. The schedule will increase later this month. Pixar has announced a sequel to the movie Coco. Coco 2 was announced at a shareholder meeting yesterday. No word on an official date, although they did say it was 2029. Then they took that off of their Twitter page or their X page. I don't know. So we think it's 2029. The original came out in 2017, grossed over $800 million at the worldwide box office. Tim, I feel like these are the types of stories that bother you. I'll be curious to see if this one does. The Cheesecake Factory has announced they're removing more than a dozen items from their menu. Now, I don't know if you frequent the Cheesecake Factory, but I know like when the Red Lobster stories come out, you get very upset. This one, they're taking 12 items off.
Oh, just in general?
Of the menu. They're okay. going to update. They're going to refresh. White chicken chili is going away. I know my mom likes that one a lot. Fried shrimp platter, the loaded mashed potato omelet, and a bunch more. Oh, you don't seem bothered.
No,
I think
it's about time. There's too many options in the cheesecake
menu.
Oh,
no. Here's what you don't realize.
Oh.
They're removing the 12 to add more.
Oh, my gosh. It's already a novel. You've already told about Nate having menu anxiety this
exactly.
thing because it's an entire novel of options.
My husband, Nate, cannot even handle the menu at Cheesecake Factory. It gives him so much anxiety because there's too many choices.
One of the things that drives me crazy, this is not Cheesecake Factory related, this is a general statement, we got to get to it, I know, is that I need to know the waiter or waitress comes over to you, gets your drink order, says hi. I want a water, I want whatever. Okay, fine. They come back, they go get your drinks. When they now come back, I need to be ready with the order because I'm not sure when they're coming back because I said I need
right.
a minute. That minute could be 10 minutes.
Right.
They could be right back. They're probably
very,
also like, hey, I don't know when to come back.
Very loose minute.
That is a very, it is a situation I do not like getting myself into. When I go to the Cheesecake Factory, which has been a while, I am never ready. I am only on page 3 of 30.
100%.
I need to keep going. And then, do I want cheesecake? Yes. Even the cheesecake, maybe they could narrow that down. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, how dare you.
Hey, there's a million things. I don't know. Is everybody buying all the different cheesecakes? Maybe they could whittle that down a little bit.
Listen, you could whittle down the menu. Do not whittle down the cheesecake. I like the cheesecake options. I do not like your suggestion. I'm sorry. But anyway, they are.
So you've had how many of the cheesecakes? Three total?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I just know that when
enough.
It comes to the cheesecake, which, and I don't go there often enough either, because it's at Crocker Park. It's
well, if
always
it was right
crowded.
Down the road for me, I would be. I got a little drive for it.
Always crowd. Even the, where you can do the drive up, like pick up, and they bring it out to your car, always crowd. Like people are
you
waiting.
You
want to
know how much I love Cheesecake Factory? I drove up during the height of COVID wearing a mask, and they slipped the cheesecake in my window. That's how much I like that cheesecake.
Really?
Absolutely.
What flavor?
Ooh, I think it was like Oreo, so some type of chocolate goodness. That smacks.
All the cheesecake is good. Anyway, they're refreshing the menu. That's all. That's really it.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year.
What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Went to Kalahari yesterday.
Did you love it?
I did love it, yeah. I went to Izzy, my wife Izzy, one of Izzy's friends went. She's my 9-year-old daughter. One of her friends Emily went. We went there, and it's always a good time, right? It's good. Those water parks are good. Good time of year to do that. It's been kind of blah for a long time. Head to Sandusky, go to one of the water parks. We just decided to go to Kalahari. And then I always think to myself, there is a specific ride there, one of the water slides. They have a new water slide, which was cool. That was fun. There is one water slide, which we'll get to next, that just reminds me of, I don't know, when I was a kid. Meaning that...
In a good way?
Well, yes. And also, it is something. It is...
Do you feel a little unsafe on the ride?
Well, you just know when you look back and you think about it, and I enjoy this ride a lot, but I think about some of the rides that maybe we went on as kids that... How do I put it? Maybe they got outlawed because they weren't the best idea now.
Right.
Or dangerous or
yes.
Whatever. There are several things, you know, the playgrounds that we had back in the day are not the playgrounds you had now, right?
Right. Very different.
Very different.
Safety
things.
Different.
If you've been there, you may know. That's next on Star 102. You've been to Kalahari, right?
I've been to Kalahari.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Have you ever ridden and or seen
no.
The solo toilet bowl?
No. I've seen it. I have not ridden it.
How do you describe that for somebody that has not been to Kalahari and seen the solo? It's affectionately called the toilet bowl. They have a toilet bowl that is a four-person raft ride. It is blue and dark blue, and you can go down that thing. You go around and round. And
you can watch it from the top, which is great.
Which is really cool.
It looks like a water slide of some sort, and then that water slide spits you into this giant circular... cyclone looking thing, and you start swirling around like crazy, and some people are going too fast, and it looks terrifying, and then you swirl on down like a toilet flushing into a center circle that spits you down into a pool of swirling water. But there's like a drop, right? Like a
in the solo one there is, you ride that and they show you, you know, arms crossed, your chest, your feet crossed, and shoots you into the wall. It's like a closed environment. You end up in that thing, except on the solo one, there is a massive hole. I don't know if it's 8 foot wide, 10 foot wide. I don't know. And it drops you into 6 foot, 6 inches of water and there's all this water falling on you from the toilet bowl. And you're finding everywhere, anywhere to try to get to the edge.
Because you're disoriented when you fall.
If you don't look for where you need to swim when you're in that thing, you're not exactly sure where to go. At least I'm talking to myself.
It's been spinning, yes. And then you fall down, and the water's pouring.
The water's swirling. The you know, the lifeguard's blowing the whistle.
What do you do? You just flail. You just flail until
someone. Well, that's what they're there for. And it was fine. I had been on it before, so I knew where to go. But the very first time I went on it, because you think you're popping right back up, and you can swim, but all the water's coming down, so you're not ready for that. So it made me start thinking, is there a ride? Because I feel like that is an old school version of a ride. Like there was a new version of that ride. I think maybe it would be the 2025 version of the ride as opposed to the older version of the ride. That's just my take on it.
Safety has really become an issue over the years. You're right. Things have been modified.
Yes. I mean, just like I said, any type of bars that we played on in the playground back in the day, those are all gone because, you know, a lot of broken arms, a lot of things happening.
Yeah. Or the merry-go-round, nobody's riding on. There's no merry-go-round.
How do we survive the merry-go-round?
Oh, my gosh. And a kid would like hold on to it and run and run and run and spin it so fast. And then there's one other thing we did as kids, and I have to ask you if you did this, because I have vivid, vivid memories of doing this all the time. I cannot believe we did this, but okay. I know I did it. It was the most unsafe thing in the world, and I would have a heart attack if my kids did this now.
Yeah, get on in this. Those rides that you used to ride that are no longer around, it could have been Geauga Lake back in the day. It could be Cedar Point. It could be anywhere. It could have been your backyard or whatever it is. I want to hear if we did this next. All right, I want to know what you did. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
When you would be on the swings, you know, just regular swings, we would jump off. We would swing so high, and we would jump off the swings. I vividly remember jumping off the swings. Did you do this as a kid?
Voris Elementary, absolutely. Down in Akron, the old Voris Elementary, we would do that. See how far we could go?
Yeah.
You would try not to get your arms, so you had to put your arms in front of the chain.
Yes!
So you go, whoosh, jump off there as far as you can.
We would
absolutely.
Jump, and what would we would just land on our feet? Like, how are our knees and ankles okay? Why
we were kids,
was that
we're pliable.
Okay?
It didn't matter. It
that
really did.
Is so stupid.
I would have friends that would try to get, they would go on those, the same things, and they would try to make it, like, go around somehow. They would swing
high.
They wanted to see if the swing could actually flip over itself, which I was not a part of that crew.
No.
That was not something I was going to do.
I've swung on a swing. I've gone swinging. I've swung on a swing. I don't know. I've been on a swing as an adult.
I thought you were going to say you were a swinger.
No.
That's what I was saying.
I was not going to say that.
Don't. That is not something you want
but
exactly.
As an adult, no, I am not.
I know. I'm just saying.
No.
You've swung.
I have been on a swing as an adult. I've swungeth. Anyway, the thought of even gently jumping off the swing forward is terrifying. Have you been on a swing as an adult and thought about jumping off
because
of it?
Because we think through it. It's a totally different thing as an adult as a kid. And I would only go so high, and then I go the slightest bit crooked, and I think to myself, I'm off of here because it's a bad design. It's the same thing we did as a kid, running to each other, jumping off there. Doesn't matter.
That by far is the worst.
I do have a question about if one other ride that just hit me. We're talking about these rides that either aren't around anymore, maybe you did as a kid, maybe they are still around. I have one. That's next. It's Star 102. Talking about games or maybe rides that you played and or rode that are no longer around. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Is there a version of the rotor, do you think, that's around from like Geauga Lake back in the day? Where you would stick to the wall and the floor would drop and we were all fine with it?
And if you wore a silken jacket, I'll never forget one of my friends, Courtney Thomas, in high school wore like a silken jacket and she kept sliding down the wall because it couldn't hold her up because of the material of her fabric.
Wait, what happens if you fell in the hole?
I don't know. She just kept
I was always stuck to the wall. Yeah, what's down there? I would imagine it's like the motor and everything.
No, the floor is there. It just dropped.
Oh, it did just lower.
Like
I was really little.
Loosely.
My fault. I could not. That's right. I thought it was like a shark pit.
Yeah, it was not a shark pit.
It just dropped a little bit. That's what it was.
I remember getting a headache every time I rode the rotor.
Stevie has a game. What was the game?
Red Rover.
Oh.
How you play that game for
awful.
You all hold hands in a line, and then someone says, whoever's name come over and you have to like run through their arms.
Yeah,
and try
you would
to
say
break
like
the chain.
Red Rover, send Stevie right over.
Yes, and then so you'd have to let go and run to the other side and break through. You'd have to like pick who you think's like the weakest link.
Yeah. You're holding hands and like holding your arms straight out to your sides.
Yes.
Who would be the weakest link of the three of us?
Oh, me for sure.
I think Jen might
be.
I think this is a great Odyssey team building experience.
It's a terrible
it got
idea.
Banned, so I don't think.
No.
Okay.
We're never doing that.
All right.
I would love that.
There you go.
So
Jeff Miller, are you listening? If we could play an Odyssey version with a different name and not Red Rover, we'll just go out here on Euclid.
No.
Be fine.
That is
What's the Odyssey
idea.
Crew doing? Stevie! I bet you were good at the game. I bet Stevie just rolls through.
It's like right under your rib cage or your stomach.
Yeah.
Like you would hit into those, and people would be like, it was like a fist right
but
to your stomach.
There were a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Good time.
Did you choose where you went? Like,
yes.
So they would call your name and you would choose where you would go. That's what it was.
And I think if they broke you through, you were gone. And then it was shortened to the link.
But even if it broke, you were like running so fast, you would almost trip and fall, like going through the link. There's nothing good about that game.
A lot of danger involved.
A lot of danger.
Oh, man. That was great. Now we're eating applesauce out of pouches. All right. Trump 2 is coming up in 9 minutes.
So March Madness has officially arrived in Cleveland. And now I keep thinking about moldy pouches. So what's happening downtown? We'll tell you what you need to know in 60 seconds. It's 31 degrees in LaGrange this morning, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know. March Madness officially has arrived in Cleveland. Two round one games happening today. 12:40, Robert Morris plays Alabama. 7:25, New Mexico plays Marquette. There will be a second round game on Sunday afternoon at Rocket Arena as well. It's a Fish Fry Friday on the Jen and Tim Show, so where are the best places to go tonight? If you head to our social media pages, particularly on Facebook, you can find our Jen and Tim Show suggestions from you. So some that people are recommending. Lindsay says St. Josephat in Parma on State. Stephanie says Regovich's in Eastlake. And Mandy says St. Mary's in Menor. We now know the happiest country on earth, and it's not the U.S. So who's the best? It's Finland for the eighth year in a row, according to the World Happiness Report. The United States has fallen to its lowest ever at number 24.
It is Fish Fry Friday. What is it? It's been, you know, a couple of weeks in, and we love this because it's your list. We have a place where you can post the items. If you have a church, is there a VFW somewhere around that you just love the fish fry? You want to brag about it? You want to tell your friends? We're all friends here. That's what it's all about.
And it's great because we have a ton of suggestions. When you go to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, you'll see the picture of the fish fry, and then underneath, everyone's commenting. Like, here, let's just highlight a few. Ed says the Fairview Tavern has an amazing fish fry. Mary says St. Charles in Parma. Joseph says St. Thomas in Sheffield. Cindy says Alfredo's at the Inn in Highland Heights.
That sounds nice.
Doesn't that sound fancy?
No, I've not heard of it. Alfredo's at the Inn?
I know. Sounds very lovely.
Great novel.
What happened at Alfredo's at the Inn?
What happened? Who's Alfredo?
I don't know. He's at the Inn, though. And then Jake's on the Lake and Ape on Lake or St. Mary's in West Park, Marie says.
So that's just,
really good.
Just a few on the list. Please add to the list. We have a call. I think it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to add to the list of the Fish Fry Friday, but I feel like there might be a battle brewing.
A fish battle? No.
I might have to hit St. John Vianney tonight. That's in Menor. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Where's your fish fry? We would love to know where the fish fries are at.
Somebody mentioned that one on our fish fry page. Yeah,
St. Gabe's. They said there's a good one. Yeah. St. Gabe's, which is
Menor, not Menor. It's actually Concord.
So, yeah. So there's, and I'm just speaking about that because it's around my area, but everybody's looking. I mean, do you live in Parma, Independence, West Side, East Side? I don't care if it's in Akron. We had a call about there was one phenomenal one apparently in Green, which is south of Akron.
Oh, yeah. He said that place was fantastic.
All right, give it to us.
I have some bad ones, but I wouldn't want to bash anybody.
Oh, you can bash them. They need to up their game. What do they got? They don't have perch, do they? You got to have perch. Don't give me some of that stuff, that other fish. I need some perch in my life.
I need some cod. I like the cod.
Oh, you like cod? Yeah, cod's good.
Yeah,
me too. I like the cod better because you can dip it in the malt vinegar. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think that was a possibility. I thought perch was king. Off top my game then. Maybe I'm way off base. So cod's where it's at, huh?
Cod is where it is at.
Let's play a round of perch or cod. I guess that's the fish battle. Playing a round of perch or cod.
So you're a perch guy?
On Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I hate to say that I can't tell the difference, but if we're being perfectly honest,
yes,
if that thing
can.
Is breaded in a dippy-doo, I eat the fish, I don't know. I know that my mother-in-law is very aware of the perch situation. That is the first thing she asked, and I thought that that was the superior fish. Now we had a phone call about it's all about cod. You agreed with that, and now we have DMs. We have another phone call that said that cod's the way to go. What am I missing?
It's a lighter, flakier fish, and you're saying you can't tell the difference. I think that's not true. I think you've never tried to tell the difference, and it's an easy difference to tell between the two. Like, perch is, it's not that it's like a rubbery fish, but it's like a, it's not as light and fluffy as a cod. You know what I mean?
You're right. I need to have a side by side or something. Because maybe I don't even know what, I don't have any idea.
I feel, I mean, they're both.
Dawn texts into the show, says definitely perch. She's the only perch. Thank you, Dawn. She's the only person that has said perch.
She's the perch
person. I thought that
was
the one.
Maybe we are a fish world divided. I didn't realize it.
I really didn't mean for it to go down this path. I just thought it was universally known that if you go somewhere, they have perch and you're good to go, and that's a superior fish. And I clearly am. I'm learning something today, which is great. That I'm clearly wrong.
Are you going to say that you're a perch guy, or do you now feel like you need to further explore?
Yeah, I guess I got to explore.
You can't solid say perch right now.
Yeah, I can't say perch person, even though I thought I was.
I think we need a fish fry tasty Tuesday.
That would be fine.
A fish fry Friday.
It needs to be fresh, though. I do not want to have some leftover Saturday fish in the morning.
Maybe we could taste it on a Friday, but then talk about it on Tuesday.
Oh, that'll be work. That'll be
then
work.
Then it'll be a fresh fish.
We don't want to have that and microwave it.
Ew.
So perch or cod? Everybody's saying cod. I don't even know if it's worth asking. I'm clearly wrong.
So our fish battle continues, cod or perch. I don't know how we got here, but we did. Mary says cod is flaky and I like it better. I don't love fish that tastes like fish, so I love to coat it in vinegar and tartar sauce. Yum. Love fish with malt vinegar.
I would love to know how you get past the smell of the vinegar to then insert that into your mouth.
I think it smells good.
That's
like,
what I need.
It's good because it smells like it tastes.
Oh,
I love a malt vinegar with like a fish, a fried, or like a, do you ever eat it on fries?
No, I cannot get past the smell. I'm relatively envious because it looks like it's a good, like the tartar sauce, everything else fine. I cannot get past the vinegar smell. Ugh.
I'm just very medium on tartar sauce. Like, it's just okay. I would take the vinegar any day. Or even ketchup I would put on it.
Okay.
So Dawn says that.
Ketchup on fish?
Uh-huh. Yeah, didn't you ever eat, like, when you were a kid, mac and cheese and fish sticks and ketchup?
Together?
Yeah.
This is for a different.
I feel like that's a meal.
We're actually going to do on Monday an untasty Tuesday, and we're going to mix the. Yeah, the ketchup and the
fish sticks and ketchup.
I probably did as a kid.
Yeah,
those Vandekamp ones in the box that you had. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Wait, just with ketchup with his mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah, that too, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could do that.
I might actually throw up.
Okay, Dawn says, I'd never beer batter perch, only cornmeal. Ooh, she's fancy. That's next level. Cod for beer batter. But she says she loves perch in general, so.
We got into it because we have a great list of fish fries. Add to that, Jen and Tim Show on and Star 102 on all the socials.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.